We were all out at a very nice restaurant recently, and the manager asked us to scam Linda, their new executive chef. Well, Spike is going to pretend to be a food critic that doesn't like her food. It's Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
We will scam you. Sorry, it's a catchy song. It's your home of phone scams. Mojo in the Morning.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Linda, please.
This is Linda.
Hello, Linda. My name is Anton. I'm the food critic for... Do you have a minute to talk?
Yeah, hi.
Louise gave me your number, and I hope you don't mind. I need to talk to you about a few dishes, if you have a second. I don't know if she told you, but I talked to her this morning early, and I actually came in and did a review of your restaurant.
Oh, I thought you guys didn't tell the restaurant when you were going to review them.
Well, we don't, except we need to... Well, I can't share the review with you, but we need to come in and take some photographs of some of the dishes to go along with the review. And so she told me I can coordinate that with you, figure out a day where we can come in before the business hours.
Oh.
Take photos.
Well, yeah, but you did eat them.
Yeah, we already did the review.
Oh, you did the review?
Mm-hmm. We were in there about a week and a half ago.
Which night? Do you remember which night?
I can't share the information.
Oh. What did you have?
Well, see, that's the problem. I can't tell you too much information, because then what happens is... When people aren't happy with the review, then they start arguing over the night of the week and what was going on and the supply of fresh food and who the server was. And it gets a little exhausting.
The fish? Did you have the fish?
No, we had the sautéed crab cakes, and that's one of the ones I'll need a photograph of.
Oh, so you can't say anything, whether you liked it or didn't like it?
I don't want to say anything because you're not going to like the review, and then I'm going to have to sit here and argue about it.
That's what you're saying. You didn't like it. Why didn't you like the crab cakes?
See, that's why I can't share, because you'll just say I'm wrong.
I can't even imagine.
Then people change their menu items, and they change it before the review
even
comes.
I'm not changing it. Everybody loves it. I can't imagine what you didn't like about it.
I'll tell you what I wrote about the crab cakes. I wrote, wet, clammy, heavy as a barbell with no taste of crab from this solar system. The look cannot be described in a family publication except to say that it probably floats. Unfinishable.
I'm speechless right now.
You're showing a lot of hypersensitivity to it. Have you never been reviewed before?
I've been reviewed before with glowing reviews.
Okay, well, they can't all be glowing.
Everybody's loved my food.
The review is going to run whether or not you do the shoot, but I'd like to come in and get a picture of the filet mignon Toscano.
What'd you say about the Toscano?
Basically, it had the texture of chewing gum that wouldn't hold together, a greasy finish to untasty rubber.
Really? You must have plastic taste buds. It makes no sense.
I've been doing this job for 8 years. I mean, you heard
of
me.
Yeah, a year? Is that what you said, a year?
8 years.
Oh, well, it doesn't mean that you're an expert in food. That is,
you're new
that
to town. I'm not new to town. I've done over 400 reviews of area restaurants. I mean, I shouldn't have even shared anything. I told Louise I wouldn't share the review before it prints.
What else did you write? What else?
I'm not going to share anything else I wrote. I'll tell you, I need a picture of the filet mignon, the crab cakes, and the Italian wedding soup. They're the three featured.
Italian wedding soup, what'd you write about that?
Tastes like rope or bong water. It's exactly what you'd feed the birds, but not if you wanted them to live.
Hello?
Linda?
Yeah.
Anton again. I'm sorry, we got disconnected. You're the one that makes the chalky, crumbly, metallic horse food called artichoke spinach fromaggio, right?
Go screw yourself. All right, buddy.
All right, but there's just one more thing about Louise, your manager. This is how she welcomes her employees to town. This is Mojo in the Morning, and this is not really a food critic. You've been phone scammed. You're on the radio right now.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I can't handle this kind of stuff. Okay.
You're ready to pack it up and leave town, aren't you?
Yeah, I think I am.
It's not a food critic at all.
Well, you gotta come in and taste my food then.
Oh, I will. Oh, if there's anything you'll learn about this morning show.
We love to eat.
We will scam you. Your home of the phone scams.
Hi, baby. Can I ask you a question?
This is Mojo in the Morning.